Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Good morning, Randy.
Well, I guess we did see a little bit of a spike in the markets yesterday at the close. Can you kind of explain what happened there?
We really did. Two things, I think. First of all, in terms of the soybeans, we had a little frost earlier this week, and normally when they predict frost, the price goes up, and then when it happens or doesn't happen, the price goes down, and we saw that happening Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, why the market was looking at this huge rain system that's settled in here, and we're going to get a little bit of a delay in harvest, and a lot of times that'll cause a pop in the soybean market too, and so we got a nice run up yesterday, and you know, those two things kind of worked together and gave us a little more of a bounce than what I anticipated, but unless we have just real unusual weather, we're not more than about 10 days away from the heavy part of soybean harvest, and it's probably going to be hard to hold these prices until the market sees how fast the soybean harvest is going to go.
One of the other things, too, I've been noticing has been the carry in the market has come back a little bit.
It has, in the corn market especially. This has been a real interesting thing to watch because we were looking at a historically wide carry most of the summer, 30 to 32 cents between December and the next July futures. And in fact, at one point about 2 weeks ago, the carry was right at 35 cents. And then when the market started going back up here a week or so ago, the carry also narrowed. And so we've got the carry yesterday right at 26 cents. And normally, the wider the carry, the more bearish the outlook is for the commodity. So I think that you know, I'm pretty optimistic that this is saying that our demand is a little better and maybe our storage situation isn't quite as desperate as what they were anticipating.
I was just going to ask that. Does that mean that we're working finally through this glut of corn from the last couple of years?
I've only talked to one merchandiser and really was asking him about soybeans rather than corn, but he was telling me that they're going to try to have storage available for soybeans and try to not go on to selling across the scales. Last year there was a period of about 10 days there where if you wanted to deliver soybeans, they had to be sold, and they don't want to do that if they don't have to, and so they think that they've got storage to be able to handle the beans that people want to hang on to for a few days.
Base is still rather wide though too, so I would guess maybe the hedge to arrive or futures fixed contracts would work better.
If you're going to sell for pricing later, why the hedge to arrive is really the way to go on it, or a futures if you want to use the futures market. Most people would rather stick with cash, and so hedge to arrive is the way to go. Leave that basis open. We normally see basis improve 30 to 40 cents a bushel from the time harvest starts till about Thanksgiving time, so it really will pay farmers to play the basis game themselves rather than turn those beans over to the elevator, and you can play that basis game and be relatively assured that you're going to pick up something. It may not be the whole 40 cents, but it's very unusual to see basis this wide and have it stay this wide after the harvest is over.
Well, if somebody would like some more information on that or any other information, how do they find you, Roy?
Roy at SoyRoy.com, my email address, and SoyRoy.com is my website.
All right, Roy, we'll talk to you again next week.
Good enough.